Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And guess who's with me today?
Just me.
Just Miss Robin. Oh, I'm not supposed to call you Miss Robin. You don't like Miss
Robin. Doesn't matter. Happy 4th of July.
Okay. Well, anyway, yesterday, believe it or not, we had met 5 years ago yesterday on that fateful day, July 3rd. 5 years ago.
2015, huh?
I know when it was. This young woman and I met at Dunkin' Donuts after she ducked me a few times and avoided a couple meetings a few times. And, well, you know, here we are 5 years later, married.
Grandson.
Grandson. Sitting here in our big old back room enjoying life and talking on the radio.
Not driving across the bridge.
Not driving across the bridge at 2:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Not seeing Chris in person, unfortunately. We missed that part.
That part I miss.
So, morning, Chris.
Morning, Alan. Morning, Robin. Yeah, the feeling is mutual on this end, too. It would be good just to be able to look through the glass and see the two of you, but oh well. It is what it is.
That part was fun. I really enjoyed that.
Maybe someday after all the frou-frou's over around here, we'll come up and just spend the morning with you.
That would be great.
We'll do it from there.
Yeah,
that
just
would be
come on
very
up
nice.
And do it.
I would enjoy that. And I think everybody else would, too.
Do it during the snowstorm. We've done it in the ice. We've done snow. We've done gloom of night. All of the above.
Well, now you can, if you do it before, you know, whenever, you could do it during the pandemic.
Yeah, no, that's why we're staying out of Baltimore. One of the good reasons to stay out of Baltimore, Baltimore County.
Yeah, that's true. It's a hot spot.
I love living in Talbot County right now.
Yep.
So. Well, I mean, come on. You just be coming into the studio, and it's just me. You're going to be on the other side of the glass. You really don't have to come into contact with anybody.
No, that's true. That's true. We'll have to try that, Robin.
We will.
We'll do that one day. But it is nice sitting here just getting up and walking in the back, and here we are, you know.
Do it in your PJs, and nobody would know.
We do it in our PJs, and everybody knows.
Too much
Where's
information?
The camera? Where's the camera?
Too much information.
Yeah, in fact, today we're going back to sleep because we got our grandson for the night, so.
Yep. I didn't sleep too well last night, but you never know. I might take a little nap. So anyway,
it's too hot to do anything else.
Huh?
It's going to be too hot to do anything else outside.
Well,
yesterday was miserable.
The situation is, Chris, is that we are putting together Maryland's Finest, which is a record book of all big game, white-tailed deer, sika deer, black bears. And we've gone back 30 years in the records, and we've got picked up all the publicly available records from way back when. We've measured, in the last 3 years, we've measured about 250-some deer, and we're putting all those records together in a cohesive, comprehensible format so that people can see their names and where they are in the record book here in Maryland. So it's a lot of work, and the database was a lot of work, and we want to thank our entire team out there who has been just fantastic as far as measuring these animals and getting the information to us in a timely fashion. And then, you know, every time you write a reference down, you got to put the person's first and last name and the date of harvest and the method that they used, and then the measurement, the gross score, the net score, and on it goes. And it just continues. So
Alan's not always cohesive and coherent when he does it.
Right, exactly right. So, but anyway, we are moving in that direction. So it's a lot of work to get to the to printer by, 15th July. We'll give it a shot. We really will. So, hey, Chris, you know, we don't get
to... He just had to step out for a second.
Oh, he stepped out for a minute. Okay. Well, I'll tell the folks this. I want to talk a little bit about the Maryland Natural Resources Police. You know, my complaint was for a long time they don't put the arrests out, the things that they do in the form of a news release anymore, but they do release everything on Facebook. Did you know that, Robin?
I don't remember where I got you the article from, so I'm not sure.
Okay, well, it was their Facebook page, and I shared it with some folks and so forth, but that was I went back a little further on that page. And on June 19th, the Maryland Natural Resources Police rescued two missing boaters in Kent County. Yesterday, this was on the posted on the 19th. I guess this was on the 18th. Officers received a call that a father and son were missing after taking a boat trip and cruising in the Chester River. According to a family member, the father and son left a float plan and were expected to return home around 8 p.m. Searchers worked by boat and helicopter throughout the night. Around 6 a.m., our aviation unit, Natural One, the helicopter, located the young boy, in the boat. Oh, I lost it. Hold on. There we are. Cell phone, reading off cell phone. And the father still close by on land. According to the father, the two boaters ran out of gas and made it to a nearby shoreline. The father was unable to call for help because he couldn't get a cell phone signal. Both father and son were tired but unharmed. Big thanks to all the agencies who assisted in the search, Coast Guard, State Police, Kent Queen Anne's County Fire Departments, Kent County Sheriff's Office. June 18th. June 17th is when that happened. What are you handing me a note? No. We're fine. So, on whatever day it was, what day was Monday, Robin?
30th.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, 30th. What, 31st, what, June 30th, yeah, the other 31st. First was Tuesday. Anyway, Wednesday.
First was Wednesday.
Yeah, first was Wednesday.
It's 30 days in June.
29th. Anyway, Monday, this past Monday, got a note that says the budget for the Department of Natural Resources came out, $3.2 million. That is a reduction, $3.2 million. Reduced supplies, equipment, travel, service contracts, subscriptions, and utilities across the agency. $601,000. Reduced vehicle and vessel replacements for DNR's non-natural resources police, NRP, vehicle pool, $164,000 in the NRP fleet, $100,000 in vessels and $600,000 in vehicles. Eliminate extra salary support provided in the supplemental budget for the Wildlife and Heritage Service, $100,000. That is especially painful because that is the first time the public funds are ever awarded through the General Assembly budgetary process to the Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service. And it was won by a new group called Hunters for Maryland. Something that the Maryland Hunting Coalition tried to do for a couple of years was to get public funding for NRP. Gone. Cut. Reduce various local aid and grant programs, and on and on and on it goes. And then abolish two vacant positions, administrator, officer, and aviation mechanic, and fund swap one general fund position for FF. What, I don't know what that means. $148,000 and $69,000. And number six, eliminate the Natural Resources Police Aviation Program for the tune of $402,000. And there's more. But that being said, not 10 days ago, not 10 days prior, the aviation unit was able to rescue two people in the Chesapeake Bay with the aid of a lot of other folks, a lot of other agencies. And Natural One, the helicopter, has been in service for maybe 4 or 5 years now. I remember, and Fran remembers, and Chuck remembers, and anybody else remembers who was at a fundraiser for the Maryland Hunting Coalition several years ago. We honored Senator John Astle for his work for natural resources. And Bill Miles was there. Paul Pedito was there. Jeff Crane from the Correctional Sportsman's Foundation was there. The head of the NRP was there at the time, Colonel Ziegler. And others were there and honored Senator John Astle. And one thing we asked John was, hey, what's going on with the budget and the helicopter? Because they put it in 1 year and took it out the next year. And John said, we're going to save that helicopter. And that helicopter's been John was a helicopter pilot. Okay, I don't know how many of you knew this or not. John, Senator Astle, was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. and flew many, many missions. When he came back, he flew helicopter for President Nixon. And after that, he flew helicopter for Medevac, for the state police. So he's very familiar about not only the national program, but also the state program here of Maryland State Police. And Natural One was one of his projects, and he saved it from the cutting block years ago. And here we are, 10 days after the helicopter rescues two boaters. That program is gone from the budget.
I pray nobody ever needs the helicopter.
Right.
But the people who cut that budget, you better pray your family never needs it.
I agree.
My family's needed the Maryland helicopter before, several times. Okay, the
state police.
State police.
Medevac or whatever
okay.
They call it. Yep.
And it saved several lives.
Sure.
For my family.
Well, you, not only that, but you worked at the hospital. I mean, you know what it meant.
Well, my dad helped get the Medevac for
the
state of Maryland. And, he's still got the little tie tacker, a little pin with the helicopter they gave him when he helped get the Medevac started. People don't see the forest through the trees. And one of these days, somebody's going to not make it because they cut that budget.
You're a little bit passionate about that.
I am very passionate about it, and I'm not happy.
Well, neither should the anglers and hunters of Maryland be happy as well. So, look, we had that helicopter on display. We did a show back in 95 or 96 here at the Talbot ice rink, and we did an entire display for the Natural Resources Police. They flew the helicopter in to show people what they were
all about.
What they were all about, and that was a rehab Medevac helicopter at the time. So, yeah, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Chris was wondering if you had anybody on the line there.
No, sir. Everybody's still waking up and getting the sleep out of their eyes.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
I don't blame them.
Coffee.
It is a holiday weekend for people.
Exactly.
And I don't blame them one bit.
Nope, I don't either.
I asked if I could lay there a little longer. It didn't work, but I tried.
That's all you can do is try.
That's all you can do is try. That's right.
They used to tease me because my grandmother would stand up for me for anything.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, Robin was the angel.
Yeah.
I mean, the chosen one. And no matter what I did, I could have killed, you know, a saint. Robin tried. She always said that Robin tried.
Robin tried. Bless her heart.
Yep.
Yep. That's pretty good. Well, why don't we tell some folks some stuff about our sponsors, huh? What was that? What was that special there at Bay Country Bakery this week?
Oh, peach custard pie. Mm. In fact, you might be taking a ride this morning.
You told me I had to take a nap.
Well, you might take a ride and then take a nap.
Yeah, now that you've mentioned it, yeah, you're gonna take a ride.
It looked so flipping good. He's got to go. He just does. I mean, I'll pay you to go.
I told you, Alan, you're going to take a ride.
Shirley, I jest. You jest. And stop calling me Shirley, right?
Exactly.
All right, so peach, what?
Peach custard pie. It's a family recipe. You keep having me say it. I know now you're taking a ride because the honey badger will come out.
So when I'm on Route 50 headed to the beach or the woods or the waters, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Baker. And now I'm being forced to do so today for a donut and peach custard pie.
In fact, if Dave is listening, make sure he keeps us all peach
custard. Oh, geez, Robin, that's not fair. So I might eat a breakfast sandwich while I'm there and not bring you one.
That's fine.
So, you know, and I'll get a hot coffee while I'm there, too. Good grief. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has some of the most delicious, has the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and cakes and breads and peach custard pie on the Eastern Shore. Enough for everyone in the boat, the cabin, the camp, wherever you're going, and you can grab a tasty breakfast sandwich, too. Bay Country Bakery is open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. To find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Just look at the big donut. Look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. And it's, I mean, you can't miss it. It's a big pink frosted donut with sprinkles on it. And Dave and Gina Levy, they're your host. That's why she said if Dave's listening. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the very, very best, and they do. They succeed. They're successful at it. Bay Country Bakery, located 2951 Coastal Highway. That's Route 50 just through Cambridge, Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say, speaking of their Facebook page, did you lick that on your phone yesterday when you saw that?
It was looked really good.
Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. Not Robin this morning, but maybe me. Golly Ned. Hey, it's 4th of July, and I'm sure there's a big sale going on at Backyard Billy's. Matter of fact, I'm pretty positive there is. And, you know, you put it off long enough. Why not slip out there today and take a look at all that great backyard furniture? Now's the time. Pull the trigger and dress up that backyard. If you can't get it done today, or maybe you can. Maybe you can haul it home and have a party this weekend. Why not? You can surely get it done in time for, you know, the rest of the summer and Labor Day. Backyard Billy's is our go-to place for making backyards fun. There's a giant selection of colorful poly outdoor furniture and patio furniture, including those tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs that are so comfortable. You can see that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds invite you to Backyard Billy's backyard, his own backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out all the furniture and the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And some Saturdays are grill demo days from 10 till 2. I want you to call ahead on that, though, because sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals are available on those days. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and fire rings for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. That's who Robin and I selected. That's right, Backyard Billy's, to supply our gas fireplace insert and installation and more. They helped us with the stonework and the whole deal. So, visit BackyardBillys.com or call 410-827-4500. I'm sure they have a Facebook page or website.
I'm on it right now. Okay. And I just found you got to go the other direction after you get done because I found this chair that I want.
That's a pretty chair.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody because I want it.
Okay. That's the blue one with the the heron on the back?
Oh, you're...
I'm doing a commercial. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great.
We got some callers when you get done.
All right. Well, I've got to talk about our sponsors. That's what keeps us on the air.
I was just...
You know, it really is. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you're going fishing, they've got everything you need. If you're going crabbing, they really have everything you need. They got the low-profile crab traps. You can buy by the each or by the dozen. The topless crab traps, same way. Trot lines and supplies. You know, if you want to make your own, they've got the 500-foot tarred line, T-A-R-R-E-D, 1,000-foot Loctite, 1,000-foot snood trot line, fully equipped, ready to go. All you got to do is add bait, $179.95. So, they got the weights, the snoods, the bait bags, the floats, baskets and lids, the measures, the tongs, the gloves, the crab mallets, the bait, the salted eel and chicken necks, the aluminum steamers when you're done, 20 and 50 quart, and then their own crab seasoning, 5 pounds, just $17.95. Oh, they got the commercial pots, the crab hotels, the cloth and wire crab rings, and nets as well. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. That's Clyde's Sports Shop, 410-242-6108. And we'll be right back after this message from Uncle Chris.
Temperatures will run close to average on this 4th of July. Then it's going to get hotter from tomorrow into Monday. As far as this 4th, clear this morning, a partly cloudy afternoon with a high of 89. Just a slight chance for a thunderstorm or two from this afternoon to the start of the evening, but those will be few and far between. Overnight, a partly cloudy sky with light winds and a low of 72. It'll be a hotter Sunday to wrap up the holiday weekend. Sunny tomorrow, the high of 93. And then a few thunderstorms may develop during the afternoon on Monday with a high soaring into the mid-90s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, I'm Sean Casey. And this is Bruce Elliott of The Morning Drive. We'd like to share some guidelines for dealing with this virus. First, wash your hands with soapy water for at least 20 seconds. If you can't wash them, then use hand sanitizer and don't touch your face. Keep a physical distance of at least 6 feet from anybody else. Use a cloth covering to cover your nose and mouth when out in public. And keep using our sponsors for their products and services. And stay tuned throughout the day to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, where Baltimore is listening.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
There you go, buddy.
Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Yeah, let's talk to Stan, the truck driving man. I'm sure he's old enough to have known Will and Sonny.
No, but I remember the show. Those days are long gone. Good morning, Mr.
Kidding,
Allen. It's Robin. Mr. Chris in the background over on the western side. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Stan.
I'm sitting here. I'm listening to your honeydew list. And if we have this plan just right, I'm going to switch my loads around.
Uh-huh.
If you could be at the intersection of Route 50 and 450 in about an hour and a half, can you get my wife some of them chocolate top donuts?
Hour and a half. Sure.
Yeah.
I'll turn the show over to Robin. I'll be at the door at 7 o'clock and head right over there to 450 and 50.
Works I can handle this.
Exactly.
Nobody will listen. We can talk recipes.
Ay, ay, ay.
I'll listen.
Somebody will listen to me.
Well, there have been times where it's been the Robin Ellis Show with guest star Alan Ellis.
Yeah. Most of the time,
he won't admit it, though. I asked him if he could put my name in the opening. He said no.
You have no idea what it takes for me to sit here and sit still, knowing what I've got to do today, but I had to call in. I have a question. I don't know whether to ask it on air, but I'm going ahead and ask it anyway. I'm not too high-tech in all this stuff. I've seen other groups that have gathered around the state of Maryland about the Second Amendment.
Yes.
And heads up, anything in particular that's worth joining? I'm a little on the I'm not going to say leery side, but I read some of the comments under the things, and it's just like...
Some of them are disturbing.
Yeah, it's like a free-for-all.
Yes. The only one I would really pay attention to, John, is none of the social media sites in per se, because, I mean, it's one way to get the word out. But if you were to join 2A Maryland, and I will send you that link, 2A Maryland keeps the gun owners of Maryland aware and alert of what's going on as far as in the General Assembly, Maryland State Police. You know, read last week that they had slowed down on their processing of HQLs and that type of thing because of a technical glitch. Now it's back up and running. You get all that information from 2A Maryland, and that is a good one to get a newsletter from. It's you know, unbiased. They're not screaming from the rooftops and you know, that type of thing. I particularly like John Jocelyn's approach. So that would be one. And always, you can always join a local gun club. I like the folks at Baltimore County Game and Fish. They've always been level-headed. Not a lot of political drama in the leadership or membership there. And I like that. So and Butch, one of our buddies, is listening. He's over there at Baltimore County Game and Fish. I don't know if they're accepting memberships right now. They're full, but I know you can get on a waiting list. So that would be and they have a shooting range and regular meetings and that type of thing. So that's another option for you, Stan.
Okay.
There are other groups out there. There are other commentary groups, and they have all kinds of degrees of, you know, stability, and then, you know, they have the off the chart type of thing. So
I worry every once in a while. I just saw some stuff online like 2 days ago about Virginia just about caving in.
Well, you know, it's kind of like the places where the protests are taking place are also the people that are in charge there are the ones that are against the Second Amendment, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it all goes hand in hand with the left-leaning mindset and what they're trying to do as far as disarm the public.
And if, God forbid, you should ever have to dial 911.
Yeah, we'll be out to investigate the crime.
I heard the beginning when they were talking about the I want to say fish and game because the caffeine's hitting me like a rock.
I got it.
And they're gonna undo the helicopter.
Undo the helicopter. They're not gonna be buying any new vehicles or boats. They're gonna eliminate some positions. They're gonna just not allocate the $100,000 that was hard won in the General Assembly. They're just going to say, "Yeah, you're not getting it." You know,
the only thing I can say, I've never lived through such strange times in my life. Things don't make any sense anymore.
It's kind of upside down at the moment, isn't it? So
yes, it is. Yes, it is. So. All right, I'm going to get back to listening to the rest of the show. Always appreciate you guys being there on Saturday morning. Really makes my day.
I appreciate that,
Stan.
Thank you so much, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All right. If you're ever over on this side, bring your own bedroll. You're welcome at my house.
We'll be there.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. We'll be listening. Thanks, Mr. Chris. We'll see y'all in a little bit. I got to fire this thing up.
All right.
Be safe.
Keep the shiny side up there, buddy.
Trying.
All right. Take care.
Me and the old man upstairs.
That's exactly right. Yep.
All right.
Take care, Stan.
See you in a little bit. Always listening.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Stan.
And we got Ronald.
Good morning, Ronald.
Oh, good morning. Good morning to Robin, and good morning to Alan and Chris. Happy holidays to y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
To you also.
Well, you're really going to be mad at me, Robin, when I finish the last word. Alan. Ooh, Alan, where do you get all this talent? Where do you get all this know-how? and this and that and everything, Alan. Alan, woo, you're a man of, like you say, anticipation. You got it all, Alan. You got it all, and you know it all.
Years and years and years.
Robin,
years.
I'm old, Ronald. I'm old.
How about Alan for president? Go, Alan. He knows it all and everything. And plus another thing, how did y'all like Miss Ruth?
Very, very nice. She was a sweetheart.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She is there. Robin, like I said, Alan, you spoiling her. Alan, you spoiling her. Remember, Alan?
Somebody needs to turn the radio down.
Yeah, Ronald, you need to turn that radio down, buddy, if you want to talk.
Oh, yes, sir, buddy. Radio's down, Alan. Yeah, I have it down.
All right.
Yeah, you were just hearing yourself.
How you been, Alan? Happy holidays to y'all as well.
Happy holiday. We've been busy. We've been good. We've been busy.
We had crabs last night. Had a good old evening.
Oh, ain't that something? God is good. Well, me, Blind Raymond, you know, which is Miss Ruth's sister's husband, you know, they got married about a year ago in October the 3rd on her birthday there, you know. October the 3rd there, and the 5th was the day when they got married. And so, you know, we're going to have a little cookout the day there, you know. Everybody in the state house over there in Rosedale.
Yeah.
And there, so we going over there and everything there. And hey, how about tell you, your man, your truck driver, Stan the man, how about put a cone in my hand?
That's right.
Well, Ronald, you have.
I used to be in the bars in the days back there with old Sam, Robin, and I would drink them up under the table. You know, I look around the corner, you take out a stop, and I'm going right on past him and everything. That Sam, he was something.
Oh, that's cool.
The man, Stan the man. How's he doing? Him and his wife, hello to them, and happy holidays to them as well.
That's awesome.
I guess they're good, buddy. I really do, you know. So.
Yes, sir. I had to, you know, give y'all a call and, you know, wish y'all, you and yours there, the very best and happy holidays to y'all. Let you know, hey, I'm up and I'm well.
Thank you so much. And thanks. You have an awesome time at your party, but stay cool. Don't get too overheated, okay?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I will, Miss Robin. And to Alan. Remember, Alan for president.
Alan for president. Oh, no way. We are not putting that one around here.
Nope.
No, I couldn't live with his head.
I give it to you. Yes, sir. You're a man of wisdom, Alan. You really are.
He thinks he is.
You're making my head big there, buddy.
Ronald, you have a wonderful day, okay?
Alan, you and Miss Robin. Y'all make me and Miss Ruth stay there, you know. So I know Miss Ruth probably won't come on in, but if she do, you don't be surprised, because I told you, you know how Miss Ruth is.
That's right. Okie-doke.
See you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Take care, and y'all have a good one.
All righty.
Bye-bye now.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He's an enthusiastic guy this time.
He's like me in the morning, and you're just the opposite.
Yeah, I know. Hey, good morning, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan, Rob, how you all doing?
Doing good.
Doing really good.
How things down your way?
Oh, pretty good. No complaint. It's still warm out, though. Man.
Oh, yeah. I guess we seem to be out in July. I mean, the last couple of years, we're getting there. Dose of the 90s in temperature-wise. I guess it's just their term.
That's right. Are you staying cool?
Well, for what I can.
Well, that's good. So you got any fishing on the agenda for this week?
I might try to put something on there for on the agenda. Whether it works out or not, I don't know. But it might by the time I get to go, and you know, that's sort of later after the main fishing rush. For the fish go, well, where I go, it seems like it's, for some reason, not too much anyway.
I hear you.
So I can go across the road from me on the waterfront property there. But What is?
I got you, buddy. I got you. So, well, I hope you have something to do this weekend.
Yeah, do you have plans for the 4th?
Something fun to do this weekend.
I guess I have to call my daughter up to her parents, see if she was going to have anything today or not, or wait till tomorrow.
There you go. Well, do something this weekend. Stay cool, though. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
So.
I wish this thing would get over with, but I don't know. I haven't heard anything because I've been away from the radio, but at the right time when the government music comes on, but I haven't really heard anything more of getting toward the normal again.
I hear you. Got it, buddy. All right. Well, Glenn, have a good weekend. We'll talk soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Stay cool, Glenn, okay? It's really nasty out there.
Take care of that grandson and all.
Yeah, we will, buddy. Don't worry.
Oh, don't worry. He just got my heart.
Yep.
Yeah. So. All right. Catch you later.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Chris, we got anybody else on the line today?
No, sir. It's all yours.
Wow. That's interesting. That is interesting. I have got to wade through these scripts here that I've typed up for our commercial advertisers and figure out who's next. So I do.
Well, there's Macrotech Archery.
Macrotech and
Albright. You know,
Albright's Gun Shop.
And Backyard
Billy's. Backyard Billy's. Got them. That's Bay Country Bakery. I need a book. I need a big old loose leaf notebook to put this stuff in. Like they have there at the live read book there at the studio. They still have that sitting on the counter, Chris? Anyway. All right. Well, our buddies at Macrotech Archery have moved their location from their Brooklyn store. They're now open in Riviera Beach, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They've moved. And Len Marsh, the owner, is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians and bow shop owners. That's all they do is archery. Beginners and diehard bow hunters and athletes and the well-connected know about Len, and they know about Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. I have no hesitation of taking my Bowtech bow to Len's, and he has tuned it, and he has recabled and restrung my 10-point crossbow when it needed it. And our bow technician there, Corey, he's top-notch dude. I'll tell you what. The name is Macrotech. Macrotech, Archery Pro Shop. And they carry Matthews bows, including the new VXR, Mission, Bowtech Diamond, and Hoyt. Their crossbows include Raven and 10-point, and they tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, so it will fit your unique draw length and your poundage requirements. All the accessories for your bow will be mounted correctly. They have the full lineup of custom arrows, and sights and rests and much more. And if you ask, they can observe you and correct any shooting issues you may have. You know, maybe your stance is a little too close. Maybe you're torquing the bow when you grip it. Maybe you're not anchoring consistently. Maybe you need a little additional, you know, tweak to your peep sight or your kisser button or something like that. All the little things. Plus, Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by the new Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They're now open. Visit macrotecharchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number, 410-789-7777. That's 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. Let's go from bows to guns. Guns wanted, guns wanted, guns wanted. That's right. Guns wanted. Any make, model, age, or condition. Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, Maryland wants guns. Right downtown. If you have a single gun or an entire collection to consider, call Albright's Gun Shop. at 410-820-8811. 820-8811. I've been dealing with Larry Albright and the crew at Albright's Gun Shop for over 25 years. They've been around 37, so been there with them for quite a while. I know these guys. I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811, and if I had a gun to sell or consign, you can trust them, like I do, period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini dealer, elite dealer. These are high-end shotguns for those of you in the shooting sports, like the wing shoot. You can call or stop by Albright's to make an appointment or to visit the Cesar Guarini factory. They'll take you right there. You can select your firearm and have it built for you at the factory. This offer is for, it's in Cambridge, by the way. This offer is for Siren, which is a woman's line, or for a smaller frame, I guess, and Fabarm firearms as well. Albright's carries Beretta, Benelli, and other firearms for every budget, both new and pre-owned, and now Albright's has expanded their muzzle-loading department with the muzzle-loading firearms and accessories, as well as an in-house expert. That would be Chuck, and he'll expand your deer season for you. Stop by 36 East Dover Street in Easton, across from the Tidewater Inn, and visit this landmark gun shop. It's albrightsgunshop.com, or call 410-820-8811. 410-820-8811 today for Albright's Gun Shop. You can do that. So it's going to be hot today, Robin. Mm-hmm. You know? And people are going to want to go out and soak up the sunshine in their backyard. You're going to have a picnic and crab feast and corn on the cob. And what better way to do that is with some new backyard furniture from Backyard Billy's. New picnic table, new comfortable chairs. You put it off long enough, now it's time to pull the trigger. Dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. That's Backyard Billy's. He's our go-to place for making backyards fun.
And there's no chair there that's blue with a blue heron on it. It's just not there.
Well, there's a red and white one with a crab on it.
Well, I got a picture of that, too. But...
Don't go and ask for the blue chair with blue heron on it.
It's gorgeous.
They do have a giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs and herons and crabs, especially the Adirondack chairs. You can see all that stuff from Route 50, Exit 44 on Kent Island. There's swing sets for the kids or grandkids, tiki bars, pool houses, and storage sheds. All that invites you into Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles. Free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Sundays are grill demo day. Saturdays are grill demo day. Why did I say Sunday? It says Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Some Saturdays are grill demo days. I'm guessing probably today, but I don't know. They might be pretty busy. From 10 till 2 with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. I'd call them ahead of time, actually, at 410-827-4500 and ask. So you can browse the great-looking garden decorations and the fire rings for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert, and they did the installation as well. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. 827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Kent Island. Your backyard is going to look great. We'll be right back after this from Chris.
Temperatures will run close to average on this 4th of July, and then it's going to get hotter from tomorrow into Monday. As far as this 4th, clear this morning, a partly cloudy afternoon with a high of 89. Just a slight chance for a thunderstorm or two from this afternoon at the start of the evening, but those will be few and far between. Overnight, a partly cloudy sky with light winds and a low of 72. It will be a hotter Sunday to wrap up the holiday weekend. Sunny tomorrow, the high of 93. And then a few thunderstorms may develop during the afternoon on Monday with a high soaring into the mid-90s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade.
Well, let's wrap that up and talk to Uncle Dale on the line, and then Fran's behind that, and we'll have a full hour for sure.
Alan.
Hey, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, Robin. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dale.
Tell me it hasn't been 5 years.
Five years.
And you were there.
I'm with my medium coffee, extra cream, and two Splendas and my old-fashioned donut. That's my drunken donut special.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I remember it very, very, very well, like it was yesterday. And Robin, that's all the more incentive to remember what I told you about your grandson. Don't blink and take lots of pictures.
I have so many. In fact, I've been sending some this morning to one of our listeners, our friends that hadn't seen it for, well, actually, I show it all the time. Who am I kidding? I'm a horrible grandmother. I swore I'd not be one of those grandmothers that's, you know, that showed pictures every time they go somewhere.
Good grief.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, ours turns two this year. So.
Oh, boy.
I know that. I know. So, question, Alan.
Yes, sir.
On your DNR release, did you have any information on budget cuts for Fishery Service?
Didn't say anything. It's all wildlife and heritage and NRP.
NRP.
Yep.
I'm sure Fishery Service took it in the shorts, too. But
oh, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know, budget cuts, you know, this day and age, you know, you're going to have to do some, Alan, but it just goes to show you that this administration has certainly been no friend to DNR.
Well, I have to agree with you on that one, buddy. I really do. That's too bad.
Because you know my opinion of this administration and DNR. So they've certainly not distinguished themselves, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of what they've done with their personnel and policies. But anyway.
Well, appreciate you weighing in on that. That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Well, I don't think I'm the only one of us old farts out there. So, but, So, anyway, you possibly up for this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, things have gotten a little better, Alan.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Glad to
hear that.
Things
have swung up, so I'll give you a shout and maybe we'll find some cool outside place.
No. Please take him because he needs to get out of here.
That sounds like fun. Well, like early in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, so, sounds like a wiener. So
we can do that, buddy.
All right, good.
All right, Dale.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Dale, you
have
a super day. Hug that grandson.
Yeah, sure will. Thanks,
there you go, buddy. Thanks.
See you now.
Uh-huh. Miss Fran, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Alan and Robin. Happy 4th of July.
Same
good
to you.
Morning. Same to you.
You know, a couple Saturdays ago, we used to have an expression, somebody let the cat out the bag. Well, I heard some guy called in and said, congratulations on your new sponsor. I didn't pay no attention, you know. And then he said, Macrotech. And I sat up, I said, did he say Macrotech?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, when is he coming? You know, and so anyway, because I had the fortunate to meet him. And just to make a little story short, in the hunting community, when people see a taxi cab anywhere in the woods, near woods, they figure they know it's me. Well, I went out to his shop when he was in Baltimore, and the cab fare cost me $15. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, I sure hope this was worth it to come here. I met a friend of mine there. The cab driver got out, took my rollator chair out the trunk, and he opened the door for me while I went into his shop with the rollator chair. Well, first of all, he wondered, who's coming here in the cab? Then he wondered, who's this woman in the rollator chair?
Mm-hmm.
What does she want? You know, I said, I came to practice with my crossbow, you know. And so when I talked to him the other night, I said, I don't know if you remember me. He says, oh, yeah. There's only been one woman that ever walked in my shop like that.
Uh-huh.
But I said, I congratulated him. I'm so glad he moved. I'll never see the new place. But I'm so glad he moved. I know he's where he more belong, you know.
Got it.
And then when I heard he was going to be a sponsor of the show, I said, welcome to Alan's show. He's one of the listeners. I said, I was so happy to hear you were one of the new sponsors, you know.
Wonderful.
Let me tell you, this man's shop was immaculate.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. Everything was in its place.
We're going to lose you, girl.
Beautiful. And that's the Baltimore one. So I can't even imagine where he's going now, what it must look like. But check him out, people. Check him out.
Thanks, Fran.
Thanks, Fran.
All right, folks. Get out. Stay out.
Stay safe and enjoy today. Celebrate our country.